This call is being recorded.
Hi, Dan. Hey, Daniel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fantastic.
And Monica? Having lunch at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Very delicious. We like that, you know.
Hmm?
We're having a second conversation.
We've got apologies from Rob. And Christine, yeah. Which one? He said he's traveling. It's all good for you. How do they all good for you?
You don't have to take another one.
Hmm?
You don't have to take another one. You have some line. Give it to quarter past and we'll call.
Hi, Malekwa. Hi, Malekwa, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Great, how are you?
Hello. Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, you can hear us now.
Yes, we can. How was the AABB conference?
Oh, it was great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Anything exciting that we missed since we couldn't be there?
But I presented about science.
Okay. Great. Well, I'm sure Ronwin and Daniel are looking forward to hearing more about it in nearly a month's time.
Month's time.
Well, they'll be in Lesotho in a month's time.
Yeah.
Right. Tarira, who do we have on the call at the moment?
Oh, we've got Daniel in Malekwa, and I'm chatting to Crispin because I saw he accepted to hear if he's able to connect, finding difficulties.
Yes. Malekwa, we're just going to wait a few minutes and see if we can get Crispin on board, and then we'll take it from there. Right, everybody. Daniel, are you online at the moment? Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm online. I can hear you.
Great. Crispin, do you mind just doing a sound check so Daniel can check if he can hear you?
Daniel, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, thanks.
Fantastic.
Daniel?
All right. Great. Crispin, could you hear Daniel there?
Oh, I can't hear him.
You can't hear him.
Daniel,
okay. I can hear him. I'm going to talk again and see if you're able to hear me. I can hear everyone else very clearly.
Crispin, could you hear that?
Yeah, I hear Daniel?
Daniel, yeah.
And we have Malekwa and the team in Lesotho online as well. Good to have you all on there. We just ask that if you're not speaking, you keep yourselves muted so we keep the background noise away. I know Tariro's working hard and fast to keep us all moving here. So with that said, I think we're going to respect everybody's time and get started for this for today. Roll call. We do have apologies from Trier.
We do have apologies from Christine Bells and Robin Wilkinson, and Linda is also away. And I think that's all that I've received apologies from.
Sure, and I am aware that the CDC team is in Zimbabwe at the moment, so they're probably in the middle of session, so they won't make it. All right, that aside, we've got three agenda items on the agenda today. The infrastructure qualification checklist being one, an implementation update being the second, and a product update being a third, led by Ronwin and Daniel, respectively. Are there any other items of business that we'd like to raise on the call?
I don't have any.
Thank you, Crispin. All right, well, moving forward then, Ronwin, over to you.
Sure. So perhaps if we start with the first one, which was the infrastructure checklist, the qualification checklist. I did send out a draft checklist yesterday to the team. Has everybody had a chance to have a look at that?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so then just to run through so that everybody has can kind of see what's there. We've got a set of basic questions around the server setup, the network setup, and then the setup of the different workstations in terms of the hardware. Okay. And then there's also a section around operational and management planning. So looking at whether there are processes and procedures in place for the purchase of consumables, for the maintenance of the hardware, things like that. Just, is there anything that
I'm going to look at the reliability of the network.
We can look at that now.
I'm going to look at that.
Okay, so we should include that under the questions for the network section is looking at the reliability of the network. So I'm going to add it in there. So it's not just looking at the speed of the network, but also looking at how often it's up and running.
Yes.
Okay, great. So we can include that one in there. Were there any other sort of questions around or issues around the network that we want to include on the infrastructure qualification checklist? Okay. When we're looking at the server, so just going back up to the server, we're looking at a number of different questions around whether it's installed and the environment the service is installed in, whether it's connected to the internet, if there's remote access available, what kind of operating system the server has. Is there anything there that might be not necessary, or is anything that should be added to that list that anybody can think of at this point? This is the first draft of the checklist, so the idea is to build it out from here and to refine it as we go through implementations. Okay. Then are there any additional things that people can see need to be included while doing the IQ of the workstation?
I sent an email earlier on. That list to me, it looks very comprehensive, but what I thought was missing, we need to know, like a JP needs to develop the requirements on all those questions. What would an a yes answer mean? What would a no answer mean? So that we'll be guided in making the decision. So would request maybe from those questions, you may just develop requirements that the network must be like this, the electric must be like this, the feed must be this, for you to adequately support the VSIS. That was just that's just my comment on the checklist.
Okay, great. Sure, that's definitely something that we're working on. And we will have something as a first draft to run with before the implementation now in Lesotho in December.
Okay, that would be great.
Sure. Okay, then a really key one for me anyway, which I just was wondering if anybody had any input around, was the operational and management planning questions. We've looked at procurement process, having a point person for maintenance, having a document and maintenance plan, being aware if hardware is under warranty, if it's insured. Is there anything else, if there is anything else like that, that people think should be part of this infrastructure qualification? It's not strictly part of an IQ, but I think it's really important that it's done at the same time, just to check that we have all of those things. If you have any other ideas of what could be added to that list, please drop them in an email and send them through to me, and we'll build that out over the coming weeks.
I will send some ideas. We would need guidance on in terms of upgrades, both to the hardware or to the software in future when we are just upgrading. That is what we may need now. That is the one of the requirements that we'll look at. But for now, all other requirements, they are addressed on the checklist.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Kristen. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is an implementation update.
Yep.
Okay, great. So we have the date set for the implementation, as everybody knows, is the 6th to the 11th of December this year. And all travel bookings and everything is made, so we're definitely coming, Malekwa. We have a meeting tomorrow with LVTS and the MOH team to discuss further the hardware that's in place. We're just having a fortnightly meeting to touch base on where everything is to make sure that the hardware and infrastructure is there, working, ready to go by the time we get there to deploy the software. So that's tomorrow. And then we have a joint meeting with LVTS, AABB, and GEMB tomorrow afternoon just to come up with an actual sort of detailed schedule of how things are going to work while we're in country. Because there are different groups of people who can be doing different things, and we want to make sure that we use our time as effectively as possible. Yes, and so that's where we are with
the presentation. Okay, I just have a comment concerning that implementation. I requested Christine to send you the guidelines from ISBT on the validation of equipment, of which I computer system is considered as equipment in black banking.
Yes, no, we got those.
Yes, you got those. Okay. So we would, because there is the part which is guided by you, like we're going to look at installation qualification, like when the software has been installed, there are some tests that need to be done to make sure that it has been installed in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. And in this case, the manufacturer's instructions is GEMB. So GMB must develop instructions on installation and which tests to check whether the installation has been done correctly. That is what some of the documents that we would need there.
Yes. And we're working with those, and we'll have a draft of those documents to work from when we are in country.
Okay, that would be great.
Sure. Okay, sorry, Malekwe, you were going to say something? Malekwe, if you're trying to say something, you're on mute.
Hi, Malekwe.
Okay, well, we have two calls tomorrow with Malekwe, so we can follow up with her then.
Okay.
Sure. Malekwe, if you can hear me, could you confirm via email the phone number you want me to call you on tomorrow? And then I'll dial out to you from Skype.
Great, thanks, Roman. So, following that, the next line item is our product update. And Daniel, I do know that we've come to the end of our Jack-O-Lantern internal release cycle, so quite excited to hear from you as to where we are, what the gaps are, and what the plans forward are. Over to you, Dan.
Great, thanks, Scott. So I've just been putting everything together to get that release out. I think for most part, we've been on track with that. There are some final things that are being kind of added to it. But I think it's going to be a really strong release. A lot of work around the editing and deleting of things. Some really nice improvements in the donor section and the donations. What I'm anticipating is there's a kind of internal release happening this week, and then what I'll do is add in the last few things to that as well again next week, once those have been wrapped up, and then we'll start looking at actually releasing the release notes for that. Just working with the team to kind of pull everything together for that at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, that's really exciting to hear. Will that release, I may have missed that, will that release be going up onto the demo server once it's ready?
Yeah, so what we're going to be doing is just getting some initial feedback from specific people. And once that's kind of been approved from those people, then it'll definitely be put up onto a more kind of open server. So, yeah, in the next kind of, I'd say in the next week, week and a half, there'll start to be a lot more kind of presenting exactly what that consists of and making it available.
Okay, great. Any questions to Daniel around that? Right. Well, nothing from them. Malekwe, I think that's very exciting news from us towards you. If you're unable to hear us, we'll definitely follow up with it. But it has been a six-month-long slog to get us here, and we know that we've still got a long way to go, but very excited to see the first release of the Visa's donor management module coming out into the wild. It's a watershed moment, so to say, where this then starts the next ball rolling. We're quite excited to see the Visa's team moving that together. And as we hit the ground in Lesotho, we're looking forward to actually now really getting on the gas and moving forward. So it's not the end of an era, but just the start. So have we had anybody else join the call?
Robin,
good to have you online. How are you doing this morning?
Sorry, I joined late. Sorry, it's hard here in the morning.
Not a problem. Must be getting worse now with daylight savings is kicking in.
I'm sorry. I'm here, though.
Not a problem. Robin, well, just to summarize, we've just gone through the IQ checklist and the implementation updates, and ask Ronwin just to summarize that quickly to bring you up to speed for any questions or comments. Ronwin?
Yeah. So I looked over and it looks pretty good to me. So, and I was here for the implementation discussion. So, yeah, I think it looks pretty good.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, are there any other items of business that anybody on the call would like to raise today? No. Great. Well, with that then, I'm quite happy to give everybody back half an hour into the day. If your day is anything like mine, you could really use that. We are looking forward to our call in 2 weeks' time. That will be happening. And Jamie does have the CDC blood safety team here Monday, Tuesday next week with us. We're looking forward to hearing from them what their plans for next year are. So with that said, we look forward to touching base with everybody in cyberspace. And I know Ronwin's got some implementation calls set up with the LBTS team. And we're looking forward to giving a more formal set of release notes out on the release of the donor management module. Thank you, everybody, for your time. Have a great morning or afternoon. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, everyone. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers, Crispin. We'll chat tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.